You got to take calculated risks. What if I hire the wrong person? You will. Like, I actually promise you, once you step into hiring, like, not everyone's going to work out. And that's not even necessarily says anything about the individual. It just might not be a good fit.
Welcome to the Think Media Podcast. My name is Heather Torres, and I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode. This podcast, if you're brand new, we are here to help you build your YouTube influence and then take that influence and build a high impact and a high profit online business. And today's episode is going to help you do just that. Sean Cannell is going to be diving into a topic that we actually cover in one of our programs called Inner Circle. Shout out to all the IC fam listening right now. So excited that you're here. We're going to be talking about how to hire. Now, you may think this isn't for me. I'm not even there yet. But let me tell you, if you've got a vision for your YouTube channel, then this is the episode for you, because this is what separates those who can make it kind of on YouTube and those that actually make it happen on YouTube. So I'm excited for you to jump into today's episode, and then we'll do a quick recap at the very end. So let's jump into today's episode all about how to hire.
Thinking about hiring someone for your YouTube channel may have really never crossed your mind before, or it may seem super out of reach. Like, when are you ready to hire? What are the details of actually finding someone to hire? How much should you pay them? And I'm excited to get into those topics, because ultimately, when it comes to creating YouTube content, there's three seasons. The first season is the side hustle season. Usually, you're going to be doing this by yourself. I mean, you've got a job, you've got school, maybe you've got a family member or a spouse or a partner or a brother or sister helping you, but you're probably doing everything. You're wearing all the hats, you're doing everything all by yourself. And that's usually where most of us start. Eventually, we might move into the solopreneur season, where now we're actually making a living. Maybe we don't have to work our job anymore. Maybe we're able to work on YouTube full time, but we still may be by ourselves. We still may be trying to wear all the hats. And in addition to YouTube, you're trying to build websites. You're trying to manage social media. You're trying to answer all the comments, plan your videos, build out products, find ways to monetize. It's a lot, but ultimately, we need to get into the scale season. And that scale season is where we scale beyond ourselves. One is too small of a number for long-term greatness. So we need to start getting help for our YouTube channel. So I actually have seven mindsets that have helped me, because this has been one of my biggest struggles. I've been the Mr. Superman syndrome. I don't know if you've heard of Superman syndrome before. That's where, like, I could just do it all. It'll be faster for me to just do it by myself. I'll learn how to edit. I'll learn how to make thumbnails. I'll learn how to do all that stuff. And I think that's valuable, because eventually you can train others or figure out how you want to do it. But ultimately, I delayed hiring. I delayed delegating, and I had to actually rework my mindset, change some limiting beliefs. And so in a second, I want to, of course, answer the question, when should you hire someone to help with your YouTube channel? But I think we should start with these seven mindsets and commitments. And number one is this: I will commit to growing as a leader and building a team. I think that'll serve you. Even if you've never thought about that before, that today you would say, you know what? I am going to commit to grow as a leader. Well, let's attack that. Do you think of yourself as a leader? Maybe you've never thought of yourself as a leader before. I believe that making a commitment to being a leader, growing as a leader, learning leadership, and thinking about the power of leadership in your life. Because listen, as you grow in a leader, you're going to be a better friend. You're going to be a better spouse. You're going to be a better employee. You're going to be a better person to all those around you. But ultimately, it is going to be a skill set that you need if you're ever going to have a team, or if you're ever going to keep a team. You may be able to hire a team, but they won't stick with you because you've never developed those leadership skills. So even if you actually don't make your first hire for 1 year, even if you don't make your first hire for 5 years, you want to start working on leadership today. And secondly, I will commit to building a team. Even if you don't actually hire your first person for 3 years, you should start growing and thinking about and shifting your mindset towards, I need to build a team. That was one of the initial commitments I made. I started reading books on teamwork, started studying teamwork, started studying leadership years before I actually ever hired somebody. I started to immerse myself to say, man, how I was I was a team member. You can learn a lot being on a team. You can learn a lot being an employee, being in an organization, being an intern, studying and just absorbing details from around you. But one of the reasons why you want to commit to growing as a leader is because of what's called the law of magnetism. Who you are is who you attract. Now listen, you can hire a VA or maybe someone that edit some videos and you send them the files in Dropbox, or you use something like VidChops, which is a service that'll help you edit videos. Chances are your leadership abilities aren't gonna like make or break that relationship. But someday, if you are really gonna build a healthy team, who you are is who you attract. If you say, man, I just can't find good people. Well, are you a good person? I just can't find people that are healthy. I have toxic people all around you. Well, sometimes you got to look in the mirror. I mean, the law of magnetism would say, well, maybe you're toxic. I mean, I hope you wore your steel-toed boots today because you didn't know I was going to step on your toes. But ultimately, the law of magnetism. So all this is a commitment that I want to grow because I want to attract good people, ambitious people, creative people, people that value excellence, people that are pursuing world-class people. And so number one, I'm just making this commitment. Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And so don't just judge your life and your YouTube channel by one chapter of the book. Like, where are you going to be in 5 years? Where are you going to be in 10 years? It's going to serve you to commit to becoming a leader and growing as a leader and building a team today, even if it doesn't unfold for a while. Number two, I will slow down so I can ultimately speed up. The problem with hiring, it may not just be money, but I'm sure that's one of the challenges, right? But it may be, I just don't have any time to actually hire anyone. I just don't have any time to actually look for someone to hire. And if I hire somebody, I don't have any time to train anyone. I don't have any time. Listen, make a commitment. I'm going to slow down so that I can ultimately speed up. The reality is your life's not going to get any simpler. The demands of growing a YouTube channel, a YouTube business, a content business, being a YouTube entrepreneur, it doesn't actually get any simpler. There's only going to be more things to do tomorrow. You were already trying to do one video a week. Now you're doing a video a week, a live stream a week, a video podcast a week, and now you feel like you need to do YouTube shorts. Things are just going to get more complex and there's going to be more things to do. So are you planting seeds today for the harvest that you want to reap tomorrow? That effort should be invested in ultimately building a team or putting some systems or even, and remember, a team might be a service. Again, a team might be just delegating editing to something like VidChops. And we'll link up some show notes and resources in this episode. That's a great service that you can Dropbox your files to, and they'll start editing your videos for you. Well, what happened? You just recovered a few hours a week. You might hire a virtual assistant on a website like Upwork.com, and they help you do some email inbox management for 5 hours a week. You're regaining your time. But listen, it's going to take you slowing down to train them, onboard them, figure it out. It's not perfect at first. It will actually go slower at first, and this is why most don't do it. You start working with an editor. You send them the footage. They send you the video back. You go, they couldn't read my mind. Forget it. I'm just going to edit it myself. Of course they can't read your mind, dude. You actually have to take some time to slow down, hear me, so that ultimately you can speed up. And I love, we talked about this in a past podcast. There's a mantra for the Navy SEALs. They have a philosophy that slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So actually sometimes going slower in this frantic social media culture actually means you're speeding up. Just being busy does not mean you're being effective. Slow down. What really matters? How can you build systems and a team, a few people, a part-time contractor, some systems and services that'll help you just automate some of the things that you're doing so that ultimately you can speed up and see more revenue coming in, more subscribers coming in, more views coming in. Number two, I will slow down so that I can ultimately speed up. Number three, I will delegate and not dump. On the journey of building a team and hiring, this is where people fail. First of all, they don't slow down to actually train the person. Then they actually maybe finally go, okay, I'm going to hire that editor. Again, they're just going to read my mind. So what I'm going to do is just dump everything on them. All right, here you go. Good luck. And you actually don't properly delegate. A lot of entrepreneurs and YouTube entrepreneurs, especially in the early stage, they delegate, quote unquote, and then they disappear. Like, and then they're surprised that that person didn't do it the way that they wanted it done, and that it now it's like more frustrating. Well, hear me, Think Media podcast community. You're the problem. Like, you are the problem. No, my editor's the problem. You don't understand. No, you are, because first of all, you hired him, so that might have been your hiring process and who you selected. I went with the cheapest person on Upwork. That's probably why their editing is so bad. Like, but secondly, you got to take extreme ownership regardless, because if you think everybody else is the problem, you've just given away your personal power. You have to say, okay, I'm going to take responsibility to slow down, help the person, or be patient in the process. Okay, cool. They turn in an edit this week. It's like at a 6 out of 10, but at least you're making some progress and having someone help you. Then you're like, hey, let's make these tweaks. And next week, it's a 7 out of 10. The next week, it's an 8 out of 10. You'd be surprised how much progress you can make in 1 month. And then all of a sudden, you're like, man, I don't even have to like submit edits to them anymore. You know, when I've delegated editing over the years, work with multiple different editors, there's been times where I've written time code by time code at 7 seconds, at 12 seconds, exact edit that I want done, typically in a Google Doc, change this here, fix the audio here, do a little swish thing here, this is misspelled here, this needs B-roll, this edit was super janky here, this didn't look very good here, this pacing felt weird here, and I wrote like a page and a half of notes to people, and that made, I had to slow down, but eventually, I'm sending no notes, and now I'm working on something entirely different, and we're at a whole nother pace. And that editor is also like, and here, and I just, they made things better than I could have ever imagined. But it sometimes takes time, right? So you delegate something, you don't just dump it. Here you go, good luck. Like, you gotta actually follow up with the person and inspect what you expect. Number four, I will check my ego and trust others. That's my favorite one. I get it. Resources might be one of the challenges with hiring, but you know what one of the big blockers is? Ego. This is what I suffered from. Because here's my background too. One of the hardest things to delegate is maybe one of the main skills you've developed. Now, your background's probably different than mine. I happen to be a video editor since like 2002. So YouTube, I did video production for my local church since 2002 and three. And so I was in the very skill sets that I needed to delegate so that I could run other parts of the business. But ultimately, if you delegate something that you currently do, a lot of times you will be blinded by your ego and just thinking that nobody can do it as good as you. And that's just not true. But honestly, that's what I thought. And I'll never forget early days of Think Media when I'm in the solopreneur season. I've got enough money coming in from YouTube ads and affiliate marketing. I start working, it's paying my wife and I's bills, and we actually start working with a video shooter and editor named Jay. He wanted to intern first, and once he kind of like got up to speed, then I started to pay him for editing. And I will never forget, I'm kind of mentoring him through that. We overlapped, you know, through a few episodes where he'd watch me edit, and he happened to be local in Vegas here. So anyways, eventually he edits his first solo episode that's going to be released on Think Media. And you will never believe the amount of drama in my mind. I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I can't believe tomorrow we're releasing one of the Jay edits. I mean, I watched it, he had grown, but I'm still like, that's not how I would have done that part. That's not how I would have done that part. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, today's the day that Think Media dies. When we release this video, the audience is going to turn and say, when the heck did you get a ghostwriter? When did you sell out? Like, when did you just stop even being a creator? Did you sell your creator soul? This is literally keeping me up the night before. I'm like, the comments are going to cancel me. Like, this is my end. It's been a nice run up until here, and it's all downhill from here. And so I released the video, and I want you to guess how many comments on that video mentioned that there was different editing. How many do you think? Do you think it was 20 comments? Do you think it was 15? Do you think 10 people were like, this? The vibe is different. Wow, the editing's different on this. What's different about this episode? Well, you're right. Zero people mentioned the editing, which backfired because not only was I happy that I didn't get canceled, I was a little bit disillusioned that maybe I wasn't the hot stuff that I thought it was when it came to editing. And that I needed to check my ego and trust others. See, we think a lot of things matter a lot more than we think they matter. Of course, you got to uphold your brand and uphold excellence and have standards and set that culture. But don't overestimate yourself and underestimate others. A lot of YouTube entrepreneurs stay stuck because they just never delegate, trust anybody else, and they don't check their ego. They just overinflate how good you think you are at whatever. Trust people. Trust others. Take a risk. Don't be overly judgmental. When the first time they try something, not being able to read your brain, read your mind, or you know, it doesn't come out, what you actually end up finding is that their skill sets will be amplified when you start sharing and delegating things. And that brings us to number five. I will take calculated risks. Here's your fear, I'm guessing, with hiring, because this was my fear. What if I find somebody, I commit to paying them, Upwork.com, $10 an hour, $15 an hour, $18 an hour, minimum wage, local, $10 an hour, whatever state you live in or wherever you live in the country. Or maybe you're humming and you want to hire somebody that's $20 an hour, $25, whatever. What if I hire somebody and I pay them for 10 hours of work in a week? At $25 an hour, that's going to be $250, and they don't work out. Oh my gosh, I will have lost that $250. Now, I'm not minimizing. I don't know where you are financially. But we have this thing in our mind like, oh, what if I hire somebody and I literally work with them for 5 hours a week for 4 weeks in a row and they don't work out? Then just get somebody else. Like, just keep going. Like, it's good. That's, you're going to be okay. Like, you've been watching reruns of Seinfeld for 5 hours a week for the last four. Like, you're not actually that worried about your time. I know your personal life because I spy on you through your webcam right now. Listen, like, ultimately, you got to take calculated risks. What if I hire the wrong person? You will. Like, I actually promise you, once you step into hiring, like, not everyone's going to work out. And that's not even necessarily says anything about the individual. It just might not be a good fit. Like, call, their vibe might not vibe with you. You might not vibe with them. It's not what you thought it was. It's not what they thought it was. You have standards. You give them a shot. They don't quite get to where you thought you wanted them to get. Whatever it is, like, you just got to go faster. You got to stop. And here's the worry. We're like penny pinching in the middle. Like, what if I pay a virtual assistant $10 an hour online for 5 hours a week? It's $50 a week. Let the money go, dude. Like, where's your bigger vision? Are you trying to build a six-figure business, a multiple six-figure business? If you're not even playing the game mentally. You haven't developed the mental toughness to run a multiple six-figure business if you're losing your mind over $50 in a week to just have somebody help you a little bit to help you get to that next level. I get it. I've been there. This is the things that have gone through my mind as well. But you got to take calculated risks. I'm not saying be stupid. The other extreme is like, you know what? I don't even have the money, but I'm going to take a loan and pay someone a salary and just hire them full on. I don't even know them yet. Like, you got to chip away at this. When you're building up your business, work with contractors first. Like, work, don't go in. Think Media didn't have employees until like 3 years into like multiple six figures a year. It's contractors, kind of like working. Like, today, I feel like we just put on our big boy pants and like we have an HR department. That's like the last 3 minutes at Think Media. Like, you chip away at this brick by brick, take calculated risks. One of my mentors, Brett Johnson, says it this way: scared money don't make money. And that might actually be where you are today. One of the things that's holding you back is fear of spending some money on your business. Well, I don't know if I want to invest in Kajabi to host my online course and my emails. Like, it's just like, scared money don't make money. So instead, I'm gonna start studying every night how to code. I'm gonna build my own WordPress site, build my own plugin to host the email. I'm going to borrow my brother's server and make my own email server because I don't want to pay for ActiveCampaign. I'm going to like ask Jimmy from down the street to be my cameraman, even though Jimmy has bifocals and he can't actually see. And I'm just going to like, if you're rolling with that mentality, scared money don't make money. You got to invest in the software, like take a risk and hire the person, hire the contractor, invest in the online course. Like, why are you going so slow? Take calculated risks. Entrepreneurs take risks. Look it up in the dictionary. Look up the word entrepreneur in the dictionary, and it's somebody who starts a business at higher than normal risk. The word R-I-S-K is in the definition of entrepreneur. It doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean that you overspend, but it means that you got to put the money in, man. You got to invest in your business. A report studied that content entrepreneurs on average invest $10,000. This is people like you that want to go full-time on YouTube. $10,000 in getting their business started. And it takes them 26 months before they're able to support one person in their business. It means you got to have a vision. It means you got to invest. It means you got to invest in people. You got to invest in yourself. And you got to take calculated risk. Scared money don't make money. All right, the last two, number six. I will invest in my business and I will invest in people. These are commitments. I will take calculated risk. That's a commitment. I will invest in my business and I will invest in people. That is a commitment. It's a decision to say, oh, cool, I made a few bucks. Like, let me, I'm going to go buy an Xbox. Like, okay, I'm going to go get into a car payment of a car that's beyond where I really am financially. Like, oh, cool. Like, no, I'm going to actually reinvest in my business at every stage. And I'm actually going to reinvest and invest in people. That's the power of the mindset of hiring. When should I hire? As soon as possible. And you should invest in people, not just because it'll help your business go faster, but because this is the purpose of small business. It changes lives. Small businesses are the hope of the economy. Why? You are helping others. You're helping others feed their families, raise their kids. Like, you're stimulating the economy by creating value with your business, creating revenue, and flowing that revenue to other individuals and families. Being a YouTube entrepreneur is one of the best ways you can impact the world, not just with your content and your message, just with the money you make, but the money you flow into economies. So you make a decision, I'm going to commit to thinking this way. I'm going to commit to investing in my business and investing in people. Here are some commitments. I will share wealth and success with others. How awesome is hiring? Like, what a joy and a privilege to work towards that goal so you could share wealth and success with others. I will hire, listen, before I feel ready or before I think I can afford it. I promise you, you're probably never going to feel ready. When should you hire? As soon as possible. And you need to do it before you think you're ready or before you think you can afford it. Usually, here's the key. You hire for growth. Challenge is, a lot of times the growth isn't there yet. So of course you take calculated risks, but you gotta kind of lean into that. You're smart with it, but when you hire before you think you're ready, and you hire right and you're patient and you check your ego and you delegate, but you don't dump and you slow down and train the person, what ends up happening is you're gonna go faster. You're going to earn more. You're going to make a greater impact. And then it's going to build your confidence. So you want to take small steps. You don't take giant leaps. I do think it's smart to be wise and calculated. But you want to hire before you think you're ready and invest in people and invest in your business. And then number seven, and we have some final questions for when to make this jump. I'm committed to generating a surplus of wealth because I need money for the mission. These are commitments when it comes to hiring. It's actually a commitment to blow your thinking up a little bit because sometimes, and I get it, our target is I'm just trying to survive. In side hustle season, I'm just trying to be a solopreneur. Solopreneur season, I'm literally just trying to pay my bills. But I want to challenge you to just think bigger because a lot of times we'll grow to the size of our thinking. We'll grow to the size of our vision. You know, if we're going to be thinking anyways, we might as well think big. And so are you thinking about generating, hear me, a surplus of wealth? And sometimes money mindsets hold us back on this, but it's not like a surplus of wealth so you could just be rich and like put a gold toilet seat like in your house or something, like something dumb. It's because you need money for the mission. And what's the mission? Whatever your mission is for your business, your YouTube channel, your message. And you need people. So if you need people, then you need to be able to pay people. So if your vision is just on enough for you, then you don't have more than enough to expand. So if you're expanding your thinking, then your commitment is like, okay, I got to be thinking even better. How do I generate even more money? And I know you're like, of course, Sean, I want to like, how do I make money with my YouTube channel? But I'm saying, how do I build wealth? Like, how do I 10X my thinking? How do I 100X my thinking in terms of generating wealth with my YouTube channel and shifting your focus towards so that we can make a greater impact. We can hire more people. We don't have to like double, should we get this email software or not? This website software or not? Can we hire this person to help us or not? Help us with branding, help us build something. Can I attend this event or not? Can I buy these plane tickets or not? No, this is all so that I can move the mission forward. I'm committed to generating a surplus of wealth because I need money for the mission. So when should you hire? Here's some questions. Do you have time? If right now you actually have a ton of time on your hands, then maybe you should just roll up your sleeves and get to work and generate some money before you hire. Second question, do you have money? If you have no time and you actually have money available right now, then you're potentially being irresponsible because I heard Dan Sullivan say it this way. If you have a problem and you have money, you don't have a problem. Like you've got resource sitting there that is ready to be deployed against the problem. Now, of course, well, Sean, you can't solve spiritual. I hear you talking to me, Lucy. Listen, ultimately, it's saying practically, and then by the way, it's even biblical. You know that Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes that money answers everything. And it's not saying it answers like happiness, although I wonder if you have enough money, you know, money's not the key to happiness, but if you have enough money, maybe you can get a key made. You know what I mean? You just go to Home Depot. Listen, you get where I'm coming from. Money solves problems. So you've got money sitting there. You just need to take the time to actually point those resources towards somebody else, hire software to help, you know, or hire, get the software, get the service, get the agency, get the individual, get the person. So do you have money? So do you have time? If you have more time, go use your time to generate money. If you have money and no time, then you need to stop doing things, or now is definitely the time to hire because you have resource. And then here's the final question. Do you have a clear role and do you have a repeated task that is delegatable? Huge mistake people make. I want to hire and I just need somebody to like do everything. Like you ever felt that way? Like I could just hire like a person. Like, I don't know. What do you want them to do? Well, I don't know. I'm so stressed out, like getting ready. Maybe they could like help me get ready. They could pick my outfits out. Maybe write my scripts for the YouTube videos for me. Maybe they could like do the keyword research. And then, I mean, it'd be kind of cool. Maybe they could design the thumbnails too. I'm just like looking for a person. Maybe, laundry is really hard too. So maybe like when I'm shooting the videos, then after they wrote the scripts for me, they could like do the laundry for me. And then maybe like they could like do a bunch of branded photo shoots for me too, because I need that for my social media. Like we're freaking delusional, dude. Like, no, that is not a person. Like unless you're Puff Daddy, literally Sean Puffy Combs, and you get like that, the dude with the umbrella that follows him around, like that guy probably does everything for Puff Daddy. But ultimately, he probably makes $250,000 a year or something like that too. You know what I mean? Chances are you can't hire Brentworth or whatever that guy's name is. So listen, do you have a clear role? Do you have a repeated task that's delegatable? For YouTube entrepreneurs, it's probably video editing. It's probably the thing that takes the most time. It might be customer service, because maybe you do coaching or consulting. You need someone to set up a Calendly, an active campaign or something, a calendar for you that like gets people on your calendar so you can coach them on Zoom, do consulting on Zoom, goes back and forth with them. You identify anything on your schedule that's taking your time that's clear and it's clearly delegatable, and then you go after that one thing. Hire that person, train them, get them going, get that automated, get that systematized, and then you can hire somebody else. So when should you hire? As soon as possible. And think about what that means. Like it might not be possible at this moment, but I would say as soon as possible and before you even think you're ready. If you want a book on this, one book I highly recommend, we'll link it up everywhere, and definitely get this on audiobook or physically, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. Ultimately, this book revealed that 80% of small businesses, which is YouTube creators, YouTube entrepreneurs are essentially small businesses, 80% fail mainly because they never build systems and the whole business relies on the work of a single individual. E-Myth reveals that you can't do this alone. You can start it alone. You can even build it alone, but you can't sustain it and scale it alone. And so most small business owners work in their business rather than working on their business. And working on your business is where hiring comes in. It's where visioneering comes in. It's where thinking about the future comes in. And so I definitely recommend checking out that book. Get help, friend. I think it's time. It's time to think bigger, at least make the commitment to this journey to keep learning. And I also want to invite you, because this was just the introduction of really a masterclass we did in our program called Inner Circle. And ultimately, in Inner Circle, that is, we have two big programs at Think Media. One is Video Ranking Academy. That's our online course and community. That's all about YouTube. How do you grow on YouTube, get subscribers on YouTube, views on YouTube? How do you make money on YouTube? YouTube, YouTube. It's all about YouTube. Eventually, though, how do you build a bigger business around your YouTube channel? Video Ranking Academy touches on that lightly. Our monthly membership program called Inner Circle goes in depth into that. In Inner Circle, we talk about taxes and LLCs and team and all those different details. And so if you're at that stage to say, I got a little bit of momentum, I do need to figure out this hiring thing. This was just, again, about 20% of our hiring masterclass. You know, I need to figure that out. I want to avoid the pitfalls. I don't want to waste the money. That's the power of Inner Circle, is that you could avoid spending hundreds or thousands on the wrong person. You could avoid spending hundreds or thousands on the wrong software. And so your investment into Inner Circle, should you be ready, and if you want to check it out, thinkinnercircle.com is the website. The word thinkinnercircle.com is the URL. And all the information is there. And that's for those that want to scale faster. Go from that, okay, I got momentum on YouTube, and I'm ready to go to the next level. And if you want the full episode where I really broke this down, it's really a masterclass on hiring a team. We have had guest speakers in there talking all about hiring VAs, their whole system. We introduce you to resources where you could just shorten your learning curve on that. It's a pretty powerful program. And so I definitely recommend, if you're at that stage, check it out. And thanks so much for checking out this episode on the Think Media Podcast.
Wow. I mean, was Sean stepping on some toes during that episode? That was fire. And if you are part of Inner Circle, I hope that you've actually gone into your members area, because this was actually the last training that Sean did inside of Inner Circle. And get this, that was only a portion of the entire training that he did, all about getting help. We dive deep inside of Inner Circle on the 10 steps to building your online business. YouTube is actually just one piece of that. I think of it like this, you know, when you think about that iceberg and then the water and then everything underneath the water, YouTube is actually just the tip of the iceberg. And inside of Inner Circle, we go deep into the 10 steps for building that entire freedom-based online business. And for this episode, we really wanted to give you a taste of what it would be like to be a part of Inner Circle. So if you've got momentum on your YouTube channel, if you have some traction on your YouTube channel, if you are ready to actually build the online business around it, then I want to invite you to join us inside of our monthly membership program. You can go to thinkinnercircle.com. We'll make sure to link it down below as well as here on the screen. And you can go there and register on a month-to-month basis, or you can actually save when you purchase the annual membership. We have so many members from around the world in so many different niches that are winning on YouTube, like Ben Azadi, who's part of Keto Camp, has built a multiple six-figure company and has been so involved inside of Inner Circle as he's built out his business. Nicole Eaton, who has built her entire online business around what we're teaching inside of Inner Circle, and so many other amazing people. So if you're ready to join us inside of Inner Circle, be a part of the IC fam, get discounts to so many great things that we have here at Think Media, get first access to things that we release, and to be a part of our Inner Circle, then definitely go to thinkinnercircle.com. Now, if you're just getting started on YouTube, this is maybe just a taste of something for the future. I recommend that you go actually to Video Ranking Academy first. But if you're already getting traction and you're ready to move forward, then Inner Circle is right for you. And like we do on so many episodes here, we want to shout out someone from our Think Media podcast. Thank you so much for leaving a review over on Apple so that other people can see if this is the right podcast for them. I want to thank hundreds of people who have actually already left a review. And I want to encourage you that if you are listening to this podcast and you've not left a review yet, then please head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a review there, and maybe you'll be featured on one of our episodes. Today, I'm going to feature Athena, and Athena just left a review in August, and she said, "This podcast will turn you into a YouTuber. By following the tips shared on this podcast, I have improved my skills and have grown my YouTube channel 6 times faster than ever before." Thank you. Athena, thank you so much for leaving that review and letting us know that your YouTube channel is growing. Oh, that makes me so happy to know that the information you're getting here on the podcast and over on our Think Media main channel is helping you grow and reach your dreams of growing your YouTube channel. Well, I want to thank you so much for being a part of today's episode. And remember that if you want to catch the next training for Inner Circle, you got to join us at thinkinnercircle.com, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.
Are you ready to start or grow your YouTube channel? Do you feel stuck and need help connecting the dots? Join this free web class where you'll learn the step-by-step playbook for YouTube success. We've helped thousands of purpose-driven entrepreneurs just like you grow their influence with video. Register today for this exclusive training at thinkmasterclass.com.